On this edition of El Paso Primetime, I'm pleased to reintroduce you, in case you're a longtime listener, to Rosalba Reese Holguin. First off, welcome to El Paso Primetime. Welcome back.
Thank you very much for having me.
Rosalba is with the Alliance for Border Collaborators, and this time around, the hat she wears is that of Outreach Officer for the Binational Diabetes Committee. Coming up on November 14th, it's a Saturday. It's a wonderful day. It's World Diabetes Day. Let's talk first off about World Diabetes Day, and then we'll center in on what's happening that day here in El Paso.
Okay. International Diabetes Day, or World Diabetes Day, started since 1991, mm-hmm. when the International Diabetes Federation was founded, and they selected November 14th as World Diabetes Day because this is the birthday of Dr. Banting, and he's a person that discovered that if you would apply insulin to type 1 diabetes patients, they were able to survive. Because before the 1950s, if a person was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, they would die because their pancreas didn't work anymore. And so there was no medication. There was nothing. So he did a major contribution to the world. So that's when the day got selected to commemorate the day. But then what we had, and we had a symbol for diabetes, which was a ribbon. Mm-hmm. It was a gray ribbon with a red dot. The gray was the pancreas, and the red dot was people pricking their fingers for blood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they didn't take very much. I guess they don't like gray very much, or the blood.
Yeah.
So then what happened is back in 2006, 2005, there were cases in the world where they had type 1 diabetes children that got sick at school.
Mm-hmm.
So then they were sent to the principal's office to wait for their parents. And when their parents got there, the kids were dead. So there was a UN resolution that no child should die from diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
So then they changed the focus, and they decided to – this was a UN resolution – with the International Diabetes Federation, and they decided that something different would be a blue circle. Why blue? Because blue is the color of the UN flag, and also diabetes is everywhere, and under the sky, anybody is at risk for diabetes. If you have the risk factors or you have the behaviors, you can get diabetes no matter who, women, men, children, adults, whatever race, if you have the risk factors, you're going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it was blue. And the circle, because it's a symbol of a universal symbol of unity. But yet, this campaign started, as I mentioned, in 2006, and yet a lot of people do not know that the blue circle is a symbol. So that's why on November 14th, we asked the world community to wear blue and to do something special, because every day of the year, people are working in diabetes prevention and control. But this is a year for this is a day for awareness,
mm-hmm.
where people get together and they celebrate the life of those people that have died from diabetes, that are currently living with diabetes, and try to prevent people from getting diabetes.
Okay. I have a friend I went to school with years ago in elementary school who had juvenile diabetes. She's still around, thankfully, because of medicines
have improved,
care, and the whole nine yards. Absolutely.
And we've evolved a lot, because now we have, they're calling it the artificial pancreas, but it's really like a pump.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of you programming it,
mm-hmm.
What it is, it's a continuous monitor. So it reads consciously the people's glucose levels,
mm-hmm.
and then it spurs the amount of insulin needed. So this is very revolutionary. It's already available, and they're calling it the artificial pancreas, because
yeah.
it does a function of the pancreas.
A lot of people don't understand the whole function about the pancreas, and I think that's where some of the misconception of "it'll never happen to me" comes from,
mm-hmm.
because the pancreas in of itself is such a mystery. We never, unless you're into biology, mm-hmm. study it. You know, you don't talk about it.
Well, what happens is that a lot of people think that diabetes is a modern disease. It is not. Since there has been human beings, there has been diabetes. And what it is, it's you have your pancreas that, according to the glucose that you have in the system, it produces insulin. And but the insulin, what it does, it that's like a key that opens the cells in order for the glucose that people need. And you know, you need oxygen and you need glucose for energy. Okay,
right.
So basically that's what happens. But the thing is that before we would have like people. Usually you would get people like older than 45 that would get diabetes. But then you kind of, because our life expectancy was shorter, so you kind of expected that they were going to die from something. So that was it was like something normal, you know?
Yeah.
But something that happened was that because of vaccines, because of better medications and all these different discoveries, of potable water, people started living longer. Okay, but what happened was that we've got really bad behavioral. So now what happens is that you may live a lot, but the thing is that if you abuse in your life course, if you abuse a pancreas, what happens is that it could produce insulin that's defective or not enough. So then the pancreas is not working anymore. That's when people need to go on medication or insulin.
Let me ask you a simple question, because you piqued my interest when you said you can abuse your pancreas.
That means not that because remember whatever we eat, everything turns into sugar.
Okay.
So that's what we're supposed to put in ourselves, and insulin does that. But we are abusing it when we overeat, and when our intake of food is superior or it's more than what the exercise that you did. So like if you exercise regularly, you eat properly, there's no problem. But right now, unfortunately, we live in a society that it's instant gratification and we overeat. So that's what we called it's abusing the pancreas, because it has, when it's developed, a certain number of beta cells that your body is going to use, because that's what you need. But when you abuse it, you use them up. Really, that's what it is. There's a lady that a teacher that teaches diabetes educator that says, like, when you're born, they give you a certain amount of coins.
Okay.
And those are the coins that you can use your pancreas. So when you use them up, well, there's going to be a moment where you don't have any more coins.
Okay.
So that's what I mean.
You know, we oftentimes, as adults especially, we always hear, you know, jokingly, well, I've abused my liver last night, meaning that we
drank
too much,
yeah.
You know, that kind of a thing. But no one ever thinks about the pancreas, and no one ever thinks that when you abuse the pancreas, you could wind up really, really getting into a situation becoming diabetic.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing is that the way there's such a big concern right now is because you would get type 1 diabetes, and that's what it was called, what you just mentioned right now, juvenile diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually for kids, no? It has to do with the autoimmune system, where your immune system destroys your beta cells. So the pancreas does not work, and that person for life needs insulin.
Right.
Then you had type 2 diabetes that you would get later in life when people abused of the pancreas. But now, because of our health, behaviors that we have, and hereditary and the environment, we have people as young as 30, as young as 20, in their teens.
Wow.
We have kids that are 8 years old with type 2 diabetes. And the really sad part about it is because this is preventable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because we have such bad habits. I mean, if people are really take care of themselves. And really, I think that there's a misconception, because, I mean, there's like jokes that people say, and they say, everything that I like is sinful or is bad for you. But really think about it. Being healthy is not bad. I mean, right now we have a culture where if you smoke, you're cool. If you don't, you're not cool, or you're a wimp. And no, excuse me, it's the other way around. That's part of what we want to do with the kids. We want to tell them, you know what? Being healthy is cool, and being healthy is a lot of fun. You feel good, you know?
Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about this day, because this is kind of important. Well, kind of.
It's very important to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about November 14th here at the Explorium.
Well, as the Bi-National Diabetes Committee has celebrated this day since the year 2010. So this is our fifth year.
Okay.
And in all these times, it always was on a weekday. And we did it. Well, we couldn't. You couldn't go to one school because we wanted more time. Mm-hmm. So we always work kind of with the adults.
Right.
So this time it's on a Saturday. So we're really excited because we're going to be able to outreach to kids. So we're thinking, where are we going to do it? So we thought something that was for kids. So the message, of course, for diabetes is you have to eat right and exercise. No, but really, if you're focusing on kids right now, that's not what's only affecting them. It's also for them not to start, because right now tobacco consumption has decreased in adults,
right.
But they're targeting, the tobacco companies are really targeting our kids and the way they're presenting them. So not to do drugs, not to do to smoke, not to drink. So it's going to be in a holistic way, looking at the kids and show and telling them that so that health is fun. So we're going to have different exhibitors,
mm-hmm.
and they're not going to sit there just and give you a pamphlet. No,
right.
They have to work for it. They have to do an interactive activity, depending on whatever their area is. Like, let's say Parks and Recreation, they have to do an activity with them, and they have to, you know what, the city has blah blah blah, and it's good to exercise. Remember, little kids need to exercise a minimum of 1 hour, and then they go to the next one, which is United Blood Services, and United Blood Services is going to say they're going to do an activity that's fun that the kids will remember, and then they're going to give a message. And for the parents, mm-hmm. is that kids that donate blood take care of themselves more, because once they have the routine of giving that they are constantly or periodically they give blood.
Donate, huh?
So sometimes when they come to school, with their paper, it says donate blood, and the parents said, "Oh no, don't do it. You know, you're gonna get weight, or you could get an infection." But really, they don't. So the message is for the parents is, kids that routinely give blood take more. They care of themselves because when they have sex, they use protection because they don't want to get an infection, mm-hmm. and they will not do drugs because it'll show in their blood, mm-hmm. and they won't be able to donate blood anymore. So it's a good thing for kids to give blood.
Right.
We're going to have people from The Tattoo, which is a program that talks with teens about smoking, that not starting to smoke,
mm-hmm.
breastfeeding. So tell little kids, we're going to have like little Legos, and they have to build, and then you see the difference of the ingredients that formula has versus breast milk. And then at the end, you say, if it's a little boy, whenever you have your wife, or when you have a kid, remember the best thing that you can do for a baby is give them breast milk.
Okay.
So.
Okay. There's a lot to be done then, and it's at Saturday morning from 9 until 12. It's at the El Paso Exploratorium. That's pretty cool. That's downtown 300 West San Antonio, and the first 300 kids.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
We got more funding.
Yay. That's a good thing.
Yes.
Good deal. So World Diabetes Day is coming around the corner, November 14th. It's for everybody. The day is for the kids, but it's also for the adults to come and partake and understand that we're all in it together.
And for the adults, we're going to have screening. The El Paso Diabetes is going to be there, so there also is going to be screening for the adults.
Rosalba, thank you so much for coming in, talking to us about this whole thing, because it's important. And all of you listening right now, just understand that all this information will be up on our website as you listen to this program today.